During the most recent campaign finance reporting period, Janelle Stelson, a Democrat, raised the most of any congressional candidate in Pennsylvania. Stelson's fourth quarter performance brings her cash on hand in line with the longtime incumbent she will try to unseat if she wins her party's nomination, Republican Scott Perry. He represents the 10th District in South Central PA. For the Pennsylvania Capital Star, John Cole has more.
Analysts consider both the 10th and 7th districts as a toss-up at this point. It's a crowded field of seven jockeying for the Democratic nomination to challenge Republican Representative Ryan McKenzie in the Lehigh Valley's 7th District. In Philadelphia's northern suburbs, four of seven Democrats filed campaign finance reports last quarter in the race for the nomination to run against Republican Brian Fitzpatrick in the 1st District. Their combined fundraising for the final quarter of 2025 is less than half of what Fitzpatrick picked up. And Fitzpatrick has more than $7.3 million on hand, the most of any of the Commonwealth's congressional candidates, even after Stelson's robust fourth quarter. Analysts consider Fitzpatrick likely, but not guaranteed, to win again. Republican Representative Rob Bresnahan also is favored to win again in Northeast Pennsylvania's 8th District. But he faces more of a challenge in Democrat Scranton Mayor Paige Cognetti, who wasn't far behind Bresnahan's fundraising effort during the last quarter.
Republican Congressman Dan Muser has the least cash on hand of any incumbent seeking re-election to the Pennsylvania delegation. Muser's is a relatively safe seat, though, representing the 9th District in the Commonwealth's coal region.